You're listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. I'm an intuitive, astrologer, writer, and mother, but mostly I'm a gal navigating spirituality in a refreshingly real and honest way. Join me as I share weekly energetic insights and laugh out loud real moments of my personal journey into more heart, more soul, and a whole lot of fun along the way. Hello, happy Tuesday. Let's dive into the energy for the week. So firstly, you can take a little exhale. Let's do it together. Breathe in. Let it go. Could I be more of a wellness gal? No, we can take a collective exhale because we are emerging. We are slowly but surely emerging. Mercury has gone direct. I repeat, Mercury has gone direct. Now, while yes, as of the last 24 hours or so, it is no longer retrograding, there is still a shadow period. Just like with the eclipse, with the full moon, there's a shadow period. And the shadow period for Mercury retrograde is longer than a couple of days. I think it's a couple of weeks. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure. And so that just means that we are emerging, but we are not quite fully emerged yet. There's nothing for you to worry about, though. It's kind of like the energy I spoke to in the previous What's the Vibe, where we're in the space in between. We are less in that space in between. We are more emergy in a way, but we're still coming out the other side. So something to think about for the year ahead is that this year, Mercury is retrograding through the earth signs. Taurus is an earth sign. So the next Mercury retrograde will be in Virgo season, right? So we're looking at toward the end of August. So that's just something to keep in mind. Anytime we hit an earth placement, Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus for the next year, we are going to experience Mercury retrograding. So now that we are in this Mercury direct energy and we are on the other side of the eclipse, what I feel the vibe is for this week is actually enjoying Taurus season for the last week until we shift into Gemini season next week. So how can we make the most of Taurus energy? Oh, I'm glad you asked, because this is a really beautiful sign. It's a really beautiful, sensual, just enjoyable energy to be in. It's also an energy that really encourages us to look at ourselves, our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with self-worth. Like, how do you perceive yourself? If someone's going to ask you who you are, how would you describe yourself to them? So this week is really the space and the energy is on our side for reflection, contemplation, and going ham on the self-care. Truly. Hopefully in last week's What's the Vibe, you paid attention wherein I was saying create space in your calendar, don't overcommit yourself. And I myself just pulled up my calendar then and looked at this coming week, the new week, and I'm really impressed with all the spaciousness. And so now it's not filling it with the catch-ups. It's how can you honor yourself? That's the question I want you to ask this week. How can I honor myself? I did a Q&A box on my social media last week, and one of the questions that came through was, you know, do you ever lose touch with your spirituality and how do you get it back? And there was much I shared to that, but the piece I want to speak to here is truly, if you just wake up in the morning, put your hand on your heart before you get out of bed, before you even open your eyes, and ask yourself, how can I honor you today? And you could be asking your inner child, you could be asking your heart, you could be asking your soul, you could be asking your intuition, you could be asking your guides. Actually, don't care who you ask, but ask someone, but don't ask someone outside of you. Ask yourself, how can I honor you today? And listen. Listen to the answer that comes through. It's going to be very simple. It's not going to speak in convoluted sentences. It's going to say a walk, or it's going to say sit in silence for 5 minutes. It's going to say meditate. There's going to be a word or a feeling that comes through for you. This is what the vibe is this week. Waking up in the morning, hand on heart, how can I honor you today? And Taurian energy is very much about luxuriating in self-care, in the knowing that you deserve it and you are worthy. So for you, that might look like having more than one bath this week. If you are lucky enough to have a bathtub, it could be booking in to get that haircut finally. I'm talking to myself with this one. My hair is a mess. It could be the facial. It could be the insert self-care practice you've been putting off here. Tea ceremony. I haven't sat tea in months. And it's also reflecting on why. Why have we been putting these practices off? Why have they taken, secondary priority to other things in life? This is really a time of the year as well where life tends to speed up again. You know, we get into the new year, things speed and then they slow and then they speed. And this is really, I feel, a time of year that even though Southern Hemisphere, we're being encouraged seasonally to go within, to stay inside more, to drink tea versus iced coffees. You know, it's about going within and warming. I think we can sometimes force ourselves to keep up with the rest of society. And this really is a time to go within, a beautiful yin practice, a beautiful restorative yoga practice, more blankets on the couch at night when you're reading your book. Get comfortable. Reflect on what comfort feels like for you. What are your creature comforts? All of these sorts of things are going to be really supportive and nourishing in you making the most of Taurus season. If you have not cooked anything from scratch this Taurus season, this is the week to do so. Get in the kitchen. Create something you never have before. Start that herb garden that you've been putting off for the last 2 years. For me personally, we are on 2 acres of land. It's a lot. And I am so paralyzed. There's this paralyzed will piece playing out for me where it's like, I really want all of the incredible veggie patches, but I'm paralyzed by the thought of it. And so I've just put it off for the last 18 months. It's like, okay, so this week I am going to source planter boxes. It's not having to do the whole thing that you're seeking in, you know, the creation of a 3-course meal or creating your whole, you know, flower cut garden or whatever it is. It's just buying the seeds or cooking the entree, like the small step, the small start. We are still encouraged in this Taurus North node up until July. So it's still the undercurrent for us until then, but we've got the energy much more on our side now while we're in Taurus season. Oh, I just love Taurian energy. Like, I'm thinking of Trenny this week. He was like, oh, let's do burgers tonight. And I was like, we don't have buns. He's like, I'll just make some. And he just did it. Like, and found so much joy in that. This is what this week is about. It's creation. It's what can you do with your hands? I have another beautiful friend, Sally, who's a gorgeous Taurian, and she shares on her socials every week that she goes and does clay and pottery, and you can see her in her element at this clay wheel, this pottery wheel. I don't know what it's called. She's using her hands. Taurus rules the hands. I've said this time and time again, but this is the final week of Taurus season, so I'm going to drill it into all of us. What can you do with your hands this week? What can you make from scratch? What can you create? How can you luxuriate? How can you tend to self more? As I'm speaking this out, some reflection questions that would be nice to ask if you are going to sit in a practice of honoring yourself and your wisdom and your truth could be, how do I tend to myself? Or how do I desire to be tended to? Another question could be, what are self-care practices I'm deeply seeking right now and why aren't I showing up for them? Yeah. Or what do I feel called to create? I know I've spoken a lot in past episodes around Taurus and money and Taurus and materialism, and that's absolutely still a big undercurrent, but there's also so much beauty in this energy. There's so much invitation into holding yourself and recognizing how worthy you are just being you. Fuck, it gets me emotional. It's working me up. It's like you are deserving in the gift that it is to be you? And how can you remind yourself of that? How can you sit in spaciousness and not rush to fill it? How can you put your phone down for that little bit longer? The space, reverence in space, reverence for space. That's what's coming through. And we have a beautiful Taurus new moon this week on the 19th. And this is so toward the end of this week. And we know that new moon energy, this is about intention setting. This is about calling in. This is about planting seeds. So this is really, this week is the time to plant literal and metaphoric seeds. We're doing lots of seed planting this week. With the new moon, is there a beautiful practice where you can actually sit, firstly reflect on all you've released, all you've traversed in the last few weeks, which have been a doozy, let's be honest, and what is wanting to be seeded here now with this Taurus undercurrent of the collective North Node in Taurus? How are you going to simplify your life? How are you going to take ownership of your money and materialism? How are you going to embody routine and regular self-care practices? Plant these as seeds of intention on this new moon in Taurus and carry it with you for the year ahead, because this energy is here to serve our highest expression as a collective. A simplified way of being, a simplified way of life, connecting with the earth versus being connected and strapped into technology all the time, walking barefoot even if it's muddy outside, going and swimming in a waterfall even if it's a bit cold. That's what this energy is inviting us to do, to get earthy, grounded in our bodies and sitting in the space of being with ourselves. If you are desiring a practice that you can sit and receive, we have our second coherence ceremony this Sunday. So that is the new moon ceremony. It's led by my beautiful friend Cass Maynard, and she's going to guide us into a cacao ceremony, very Taurian. All of the sensual aspects of taste, of smell, of that earthy quality of cacao coming from nature. And she also is going to infuse this new moon ceremony with Reiki, which is going to be really beautiful. It is on the cusp of Gemini season as well. So it's just a really nice way to anchor finally a little bit more into that Taurus energy before we shift gears into the air sign of Gemini, which I'll talk about next week. I deeply love Gemini. I love all the signs. I've got to be honest. I'm one of those sickeningly disgusting astrologers that has a love affair going on with every single sign. It's the truth. I love them, every single one. There are some I don't understand, but there are some, but I love all of them. And the final piece that I was going to share is completely lost on me. So I'm going to leave it there. Take it easy, slowly, sensually this week. The final piece was, I have created a Taurus season playlist. I tend to only create the archetype playlists for the coherence container, but I'm just so proud of this Taurus season one that I invite you to jump onto my Spotify. I'll pop the link in the show notes and you can play this playlist anytime you're doing anything remotely Taurian, cooking, making art with your hands, dipping into a waterfall. Don't know how you're going to listen to it while you're doing that, but you know, it's worth a try. Or taking a really beautiful slow meandering drive through the countryside, you know, as we do. So much love, and I'll be back in your ears on Friday.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe, and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.